competitive edge, customer satisfaction, and to match your business needs, big or small. Woo-hoo! Choose from the play, stay, or work packages. DSTV for Business. Here for you, here for your business. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. Take a look at stories making headlines. HH stresses peace and regional cooperation at Tanzanian inauguration. ZESCO reduces power supply to 3 hours. Public bond as Tanzanian president sworn in.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Hage Ndeichilema has emphasized the importance of peace, security, and stability as a foundation for sustainable development, stating that once such values are lost, they are difficult to restore. President Ndeichilema said this today as he joined other heads of state in Tanzania for the inauguration of elected President Samia Suluhu Hassan. Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in for a second term amid a tight security following an election marred by violent protests and rejected by the opposition as a sham. The inauguration ceremony was held at a military parade grounds in the capital Dodoma in an event closed to the public but broadcast live by the state-run TBC. And President Ndeichilema extended his congratulations to President Suluhu, highlighting Zambia's commitment to strengthening bilateral relations with Tanzania and advancing shared regional interests. He underscored that preserving peace remains one of Zambia's greatest achievements and the legacy he is determined to protect for present and future generations.
And we inherited a country which is peaceful. It's our duty to keep our country peaceful and hand it to those who come after us in peace. That's my call to my brothers and sisters in Tanzania. Zambians are with you. They understand the challenges, the pain, the opportunities as well, which are many. Take the side of opportunities and everything will be okay over time. Remember, God's time is the best. God's time is the best. When we hear that sound, that indication of God's time, you don't have to listen hard. It comes simple and straight.
And State House has described the visit as aligned with Zambia's long-term strategic priorities, emphasizing the presidency. Ndeichilema is acting in his role as head of state to protect the national interests and foster regional partnerships. Zambia and Tanzania share critical economic infrastructure, including Tazara and Tazama pipeline and the port of Dar es Salaam, which form the backbone of Zambia's trade and logistics network. In a statement, a State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said that the visit also provides an opportunity for Zambia to reaffirm its commitment to regional cooperation and development. Mr. Hamasaka says President Ndeichilema has maintained that constructive diplomatic engagement is fundamental to advancing Zambia's economic ambitions and securing sustainable benefits for citizens. He emphasized that Zambia's foreign policy, rooted in mutual respect, prioritizes cooperation over interference in the internal affairs of neighboring states. Now, ZESCO Limited has announced a reduction in power supply to 3 hours per day for selected residential areas due to what it has described as a severely constrained power generation situation. In a statement issued by the company's corporate communications department, ZESCO said that the decision is aimed at preventing a possible system collapse and protecting critical infrastructure from irreversible damage. The utility noted that the interconnected power system remains under significant pressure, limiting access to regional power inputs and worsening the current power deficit. It added that the extreme power rationing measures will be implemented across the country this week as the company works to stabilize electricity generation and restore normal supply as soon as possible. Meanwhile, in a related development, the Zambia Consumer Association, SACAS, welcomed the Energy Regulation Board, ZRB's decision to reduce electricity tariffs for residential consumers. SACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says that the move is a positive and timely relief that will directly benefit households and industries across the country.
We commend the decision, and also we also commend them for it, for rejecting what this wanted to have. See, for the past year or so, people have been burdened with high tariffs of electricity. So by that decision, at least it gives customers the relief. And secondly, it also helps the sectors which like industries who are in production.
The opposition Patriotic Front, PF, has announced that it will hold its general convention this November to elect a new party president and other members of the party leadership. Speaking during a press briefing today, acting Deputy Secretary General Brendan Yerenda urged all eligible and interested members to take part in the process, emphasizing that candidates must be in good standing with the party. Ms. Yerenda disclosed the application fee for male presidential aspirants has been set at 200,000 kwacha, while female aspirants, youths and persons with disabilities will be required to pay 100,000 kwacha. She has further stated that the window for submitting applications is only open for 7 days, with today marking the first day of registration. Ms. Nurenda reaffirmed the PF's commitment to democratic principles, noting that the party remains open and transparent for allowing rather all aspiring candidates to freely engage with party structures as a campaign for support ahead of the convention.
The party has resolved unanimously to hold the general conference this month of November to elect the president and the new leadership of the party. So my appeal is to all those who have so much interest to be president of the party, as long as they are in good standing with the party, they are free to apply. We have decided to reopen so that we allow others, because others failed to do it, maybe they didn't have the resources. As secretariat, we have decided to allow.
The Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security has dismissed allegations claiming government involvement in the internal leadership conflict within the Socialist Party. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka has refuted a statement circulating on social media, some attributed to Socialist Party leader Dr. Freddy Membe, suggesting that the United Party for National Development, UPND, intends to alter the party's registration details at the Registrar of Societies. Ms. Kalaluka stressed that the Office of the Registrar of Societies operates strictly within the confines of the law, guided by the Societies Act, and does not interfere in the internal affairs of political parties. She explained that any amendment to office bearers of a registered society must originate from the organization itself through its legally recognized structures and must be supported by valid documentation.
The Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security wishes to categorically distance itself and the Office of the Registrar of Societies from the internal leadership matters that are currently affecting the Socialist Party. Our attention has been drawn to public statements circulating on social media, including one attributed to Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe, alleging that the UPND, in collaboration with certain sponsored elements, intends to manipulate the registration records of the Socialist Party at the Registrar of Societies. We wish to make it abundantly clear that the Office of the Registrar of Societies operates strictly within the confines of the Societies Act and does not interfere in the internal affairs of any registered political party. Any changes to the office bearers of a registered society must therefore be initiated by the society itself through its legally recognized structures and must be accompanied by valid documentation as prescribed by the law.
And now, business news. Business news.
The government of Zambia, together with the European Union and COMESA, will host the EU.